Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ten years ago, this week, we had the fortune of meeting a guy named Rick Matheson. And he's still with us, amazingly. Rick Matheson, happy anniversary, baby. 10 years.
Totally just made my day. Thank you so much, Jim.
Thank you for 10 great years, folks. Welcome back, folks. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. Then one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. I'm Matheson with an IE in the middle there. I'm Matheson.com is Rick's website. Hey, Rick, I appreciate you hanging in here with us and being long-suffering on with me over the last 10 years. You've made a difference to us, and we appreciate it.
Well, my pleasure, Jim. Thank you so much. Always great to be here.
So we're talking about Rick's ideas on how to deal with marketing. Would it be okay if right now, instead of saying marketing, advertising, branding, we started saying things like, we're thinking at this moment, okay, regardless of what it looks like, we're going to think of it as how do we maintain relevance to customers so how do we stay connected to customers now so that we are relevant to them on the other side of this? Could we talk about it like that? What do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, in on one side of the equation, it's, you know, our number two tenet here is, you know, not just how you market, it's what you market now, and a part of that is exactly what you're saying. Right now, you have the opportunity to do something that the big brands and the big companies and the big chains can't do. They have the capital to weather all of this. You know, this is a different ballgame for small businesses, but your strategic advantage here is that you can make yourself useful to your communities.
It's the special sauce. I call it small business special sauce, is what you're describing.
Absolutely.
It does not exist on Wall Street.
Exactly. Use that to your advantage right now. Find ways to benefit first responders and healthcare workers in your town.
Demonstrate your values. That's what you're talking about. Demonstrate your values. Challenges don't create character, they reveal it.
Yeah.
That's what you're talking about, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. It's so true. And, you know, going back to that sort of pizza parlor scenario here, there's a pizza parlor near my house where, here in the Bay Area, March 17th is when everything went down. So we've been doing this a little bit longer than everybody mm-hmm. else. And this pizza parlor, they probably lost a day of business, because they automatically switched over. He did a lot of, in-restaurant business. And there was a bar and everything, but he promoted special offers and set up curbside delivery, and he has thrived so far. And this is a guy who does exactly this. He supports things around town. I mean, you practically are rooting for the guy just because he's such a presence in our community. And he's going to be okay, through this, and certainly come out of it stronger because he's doing business, but he's also connecting with people.
He's surviving. Yeah. And you know, one thing about small businesses, we're so close to failure. You know what I mean? We're all one bad decision away from wiping out. And a lot, Blasingame's second law of small businesses, it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business. We're all so close to the edge. We're out there on the edge. So it gets to the point where there's almost no shame. You know what I mean? There's almost nothing we have to do that we could be ashamed of because of where we've come from and what we're trying to do. So make adjustments. Survive. There is nothing elegant about survival. We need to get over it. Whatever it takes, we have to do. What do you think?
Oh, that's so true. So well put, Jim. And I would think about in terms of the surviving is, there's this whole BOPIS, buy online, pick up in store. Well, now these days be thinking about called BOPEX.
My wife was doing that at Target 6 months ago.
Absolutely. And that's my point.
Yeah.
Things were already happening. You know, and think in terms of BOD3 is what I put it, you know, buy online, delivery, door-to-door. Mm-hmm. Start doing that if you're not already.
And that is a wrinkle that small businesses can own as well as, if not better, than the big companies.
Well, for sure.
And you said it a while ago, it'll make us rethink location, 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 won't it?
It absolutely. Location, location, location is not going to be what it once was, at least for a while, and maybe not as much.
Relevance, relevance, relevance. That's the future.
Absolutely.
Whatever that means, right? We can define relevance a million ways, can't we?
We can. And, there are going to be challenges. None of this is a sugarcoat, any of this, for folks. It is going to be tough, but like you said, we live on the edge anyway, right? It's about recalibrating, pivoting to the things that are working in your market now, and doing it in a way that puts that fast, friendly, familiar face in front of your customers in a way that the large companies will never be able to match you, at the local level.
I'm Matheson.com, IE in the middle there, folks. Rick, I want to start calling it the new regular. I don't think there's anything normal about small business. Let's start calling it the new regular. We're coming at us. What do you think? Last thoughts.
I like that. The new regular. Absolutely.
Hey, Rick, it's great to have you here. Will you come back soon? And thanks again for 10 great years.
Oh, thank you. And yes, anytime, Jim.
Rick Matheson, ladies and gentlemen. We always get smarter when Rick joins us. And so we did again today. I'm Jim Blasingame. Hang out with me. We're going to be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.